Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to this week's Project Action on Podcast One. Sorry, coming a day late this week, but I've been in Moab and having a ton of fun. I got to tell you, probably one of the most exciting things the entire trip to Moab was I took my Ford F-250 crew cab rock crawling. Yes, that is right. We got some epic video coming, but blew the Jeep community's mind. You know me, I like to have a challenge. So we're up at Moab, you know, probably one of the rock crawling capitals of the world. And all these Jeeps on this trail, I took this F-250. They all told me, turn around. You can't go down this feature. And what do you know? Got a spotter and took my Ford F-250 crew cab down through this downhill rock pile that they thought was impassable by anything but a Jeep or a UTV. Boom. Proved them wrong. It was a ton of fun. Wait till this video drops. And next week on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, my other show, we'll definitely be diving into a whole lot of Moab talk and things like that. So, yes, you've got a lot of that coming at you. But because of that, this week we're throwing a best of interview into the show right here. It actually aired on my national show. We're bringing it here to Project Action for the first time for you listeners. Earlier this year, I caught up with my very good friend, fellow Podcast One podcaster, Haley Deegan. Yes, you know her as the Dirt Princess. She's also a complete badass behind the wheel of a stock car. You know, she is the future of NASCAR, and we've got her this week right here on Project Action. Definitely going to be epic, epic stuff in a best of from a few months back. So, yes, you guys, it's short. It's about 15 minutes long, but trust me, it is well worth the listen anytime you get Haley Deegan on air. By the way, if you're tuning in for the first time, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media. I'm that little machine called social media. I am there. And please, you know, go over to Apple Podcasts. Hit the subscribe button to this show, as well as my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Please hit the subscribe button. Definitely helps us out. And please leave a rating. If you want to leave a review, much appreciated, but rating, it takes like literally a tenth of a second to click 1 through 5 stars. All you have to do there on Apple Podcasts, and it helps us out tremendously. We've been getting a bunch of ratings recently, and I appreciate everybody who's taking the time to do that. So it definitely helps us out. But yeah, like I said, we got Haley Deegan on the show today. Before we get to that, I got to tell you about one of our amazing partners. And you know what? It's Halloween, my favorite holiday of the year. I'm going as a pumpkin pimp this year. Yes. Something a little bit different. You'll have to check out my social media to see what I'm talking about. But you know what else is really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as the homemade elf costume your mom made you wear in junior high. No, Geico can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in oversized pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat wondering what happened to the green onesie. Just switch to Geico right now and save. 15 minutes, you listening right now, could be saving 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com. And learn more. And a big thanks to our supporters there at Geico. Big supporters of the show, and we couldn't do it without them. So thank you, Geico. And with that, we're going to roll into this Haley Deegan interview after this a quick break.
With the holidays coming up, we'd like to offer you a little something special. And all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time to help support a great sponsor of this podcast. We ask that you complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and our sponsors. It'll only take a couple minutes. And if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastopinions.com and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastopinions.com. The first 150 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. Please go to podcastopinions.com, and as always, thank you for supporting the show.
I'd like to welcome my next guest to, I guess, our Sirius XM debut of the show, Haley Deegan, coming off a fun event at Daytona. Haley, what is going on?
Oh, man, nothing. I'm actually at Daytona right now, so don't mind if you can hear the ride-along cars in the background. We're in the infield at the moment.
Well, we got to talk about Daytona. I mean, obviously, you've kind of been there a few times the past month. I know finally, I guess you're 18. They finally let you attack the track. But second in your first race at Daytona, I mean, you got to be pretty damn stoked with the way things turned out.
I am definitely for sure, and it's crazy because I've been coming to this race for so many years. Me and my dad have, me and my mom too. We've all been coming here kind of a part of watching it, but just to think that, like, I was racing on this track and how many great people and how many drivers with such big legacies and that made such a big impact on the sport that have raced on that track. So there's so much history to it, and it's such a cool story.
Well, I know, I got to tell you, I just talked with Bryce Menzies earlier today, and I think, like, there was more off-road people tuned into that race. I mean, obviously, you were racing, there's Riley Herbst, but, like, I don't know, like, I feel like, I don't know what the ratings are for an ARCA race at Daytona, but I got to think that the ratings for this one probably were through the roof, and a good chunk of them probably came from the Southwest U.S. and the off-road community, because I got to tell you, I think everybody was pulling for you, Haley.
And that's what's cool. I feel like now that there is more of a diversity of drivers coming from all around the United States, and it really helps the viewership, and it really diversifies the fans, and it brings new fans to the sport, fans that have never really watched ARCA racing, that are from off-road racing, that are now watching ARCA racing. So all it does is help the sport.
Well, and how's the transition been for you? I mean, obviously, we know we've seen you in Pro Light a little bit here and there, and you know, I know you've kind of bounced around and done a little bit of everything. But how's the transition been for you? Because I know now you guys have a home base in Charlotte, I believe, right? I mean, you were like knee deep in NASCAR, like you've had to transplant yourself really to make a run at this thing, right? And move to the East Coast.
Yeah, for sure. We have a house in North Carolina. Just for the purposes of me being able to go to the race shop, going to train out there, going on the sim, so we have somewhere that we can stay. But it's definitely been a whirlwind of everything going on, and yes, like, it's hard to explain, but sometimes I have to, like, come back down to reality of, like, hey, we're just racing ARCA, like, we ain't in Cup yet, we ain't in trucks yet, it's just, we still have such a long road to go and so many more years to come before we get to the level where we want to be, but it's been great. Everyone in North Carolina has been great. And I love it down there because everyone races. You go to out to eat and stuff, and you'll see four racers at the restaurant. It's such a cool place to be.
Yeah, well, there's racers all over. There's races. I think, like, I mean, I usually spend a week in Charlotte. I know I'll be back there for the ARCA race at Charlotte this year and doing radio for General Tire. But I spend a week back there, and there's literally, like, every single night you can go to an event or a race somewhere. Like, there's always something going on. Like, people back there, it seems like they just race.
Exactly. You can go to a short track. You go to a dirt track. There's so much going on. You can watch racing every single night you're out there.
Yeah. So, you know, that being said, you know, you talked about, you know, we got to realize we're just in ARCA here, and you say just in ARCA. I mean, that's a big accomplishment in itself, but, you know, there's a bigger picture. I mean, do you feel, you know, obviously you've got a massive social media following, you've got all the cameras, everybody's interested, you know what I mean? Do you feel like there's a lot of pressure on you right now, or do you feel like, you know, you've kind of been given a lot of slack to kind of figure things out?
I mean, I wouldn't call it slack by any means. It's kind of hard when there's attention on you and people are kind of watching you all the time to see how you perform, to see if something bad happens or if you have a good finish or if you have a bad race. And in NASCAR, you're going to have a lot more bad races than good races. There's only one winner. It's not like ball sports where it's like one team wins, one team loses. There's a lot of people that don't get into victory lane. So there, you're going to have a lot more negative races and positive races, and usually when you're very as competitive as I am, you want to win, and that's what you're working towards, and everything you do is to win. So when you don't win, people will start questioning you, especially if you have won in the past. So it's constantly, there is a lot of pressure that comes with it, but it's good to have pressure on you because you know you're doing something right.
Oh, definitely. You know, with all that being said, you know, we got to talk, because this is obviously a big year for you. You're going ARCA racing full-time this year, but the big off-season news was almost kind of a family homecoming of sorts to back to Ford. But how has things been with Ford? Obviously, I know you've been doing a ton with the Blue Oval. Obviously, your dad has raced Fords for years, going back to you know, Global Rallycross and things like that he did, and obviously his short course program. So how has that been for you and for the family to kind of be back with the Blue Oval?
Yeah, everyone keeps asking me, like, oh, how's everyone at Ford? I'm like, I already knew everyone here before I was actually racing for Ford. So it's pretty funny to kind of come back, reintroduce yourself to everybody. And everyone's been so welcoming, so helpful. And they want to see me succeed. And they're trying to do everything they can to get me to succeed, whether it's giving me as much sim time as I need, putting me with the best coaches, trainers, everything that I really, I'm a big believer in. It's really, you're going to get out what out of racing, what you put in. And so if you're willing to put in all that work and effort, I feel like it shows. And it shows with the results. And people look at results for just about everything to judge drivers. So I think that being able to have all these resources and such helpful people around me, a really good group, all it does is escalate my racing that much more.
Yeah. Well, you know, and all that being said, talking about your racing this year, we got to talk a little bit about the ARCA series because you know, this year's big. You get to do the big tracks, right? And ARCA throws a little bit of everything at you, right? I mean, there's short tracks, there's big tracks. I mean, how are you preparing for this year just because it is so different?
Yeah, so there's actually like a short track shootout inside the series, and you end up going to 2.5 mile tracks, or you'll be on a 1/2 mile track. And that's what's so good about the ARCA series is I feel like when we were looking at what we should do for 2020, we were like, what are we going to develop the most? Like, what series are we going to develop the most and be a better driver for the future and get that solid base that we need? And really, the 20 ARCA races that we are doing, it really diversifies my experience and knowledge that I'm going to have in the racing world as quick as possible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to ask. I know I ran into your dad a week ago. I was out at King of the Hammers. I've got a UTV program to go run there, and we're doing some homework for next year. And standing there on Chocolate Thunder, up walks your dad. And he starts looking at the same thing I do. We're both like, man, this looks like a ton of fun. I got to ask. I know you guys got a new UTV deal. I know your dad's scoping out King of the Hammers. One, did he talk to you about KOH at all? And two, are we going to see you racing some side-by-sides maybe on the off weekends if there is a such thing in Haley Deegan's world?
I mean, if there's time, then yeah. I think it's just a matter of, we're barely having time to pull off what we are now, especially with my brother's racing. So it's always hard to fit more stuff in. But if there's anything that I'm able to do that doesn't take a big chunk out of the budget for racing, I'm definitely for it. So, but it's exciting. It's cool still being able to do the dirt stuff, the off-road stuff, be in that community, the community I grew up around. And it, I really honestly helps my driving abilities and makes me a better driver. It's the reason why I've been able to transition into stock car racing.
Well, you know, and that's funny you say that, too, because, I mean, obviously you look at a guy like Jimmy Johnson, who's one of the most accomplished NASCAR drivers of all time, and, you know, he's got the same background you did, literally almost to a T, the exact same background, you know, that you have. So something like that, you look at that and you look at what he's been able to accomplish, that's probably got to get you pretty excited, right?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, when you think of one of the best drivers in NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson, he's very high on that list, and I think that his work ethic really shows, it kind of runs circles around everyone else's, a lot of the other drivers. And I think that he's definitely the reason why he's won so many championships. Not just, he didn't just get lucky. So he obviously did something right and has done something right to make his career that impactful and that successful. So I think there's definitely some inspiration that goes for me that I really want to follow his lead because he's definitely done a lot right.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask, you know, obviously Daytona, you came away second place. I know there, you know, when you were, you know, they interviewed you afterwards, you said, man, this feels like a win, you know, and you were just ecstatic. The family was stoked. I mean, you had a real shot there to take a victory. And obviously it just didn't come to you. It just looked like there wasn't anything there in the final run just to be able to catch him. But, you know, you got to be really excited heading into this next round. I mean, what do you take away from Daytona moving forward in ARCA? Because now you know exactly what it takes to run up front.
Yeah, and I think that me and my teammate have talked a lot about, like, if only he didn't get out of the race, like, if his car didn't break a few laps to go, like, what we would have done, like, we could have had it. And there's so many what-ifs, and that's how racing is. It's always a bunch of what-ifs. If this happened, if that happened, if this person did this. And obviously, second is, you could obviously do better, but I feel like second was a really good accomplishment. And finish for me, considering it's my first time at Daytona, first time with a new team, new manufacturer. Everything was new, and I feel like the dynamics been so good that the results came from that. And so it's been a transition, but I definitely felt like Daytona for me was a success. Obviously, I wanted to win, but I wasn't really expecting to win my first Daytona race.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you spent a lot of time at Daytona. How was running the road course there? How you liking, you know, doing a little bit of road course racing?
Yeah, that's crazy. The road course stuff, it's almost like a different sport. It's a different animal. You have your kind of heavy hitter drivers, different driving style that I'm having to learn. Like, I'm not just trying to learn road course. I'm trying to learn, like, road courser driving style. And everyone, every person from a different type of racing, whether it's dirt racing, dirt circle track, oval pavement, whatever it is, there's all, like, a certain technique to it. And so I'm trying to learn that technique. I already had to learn the dirt to asphalt, and now I'm trying to learn, like, the asphalt to road course. And so it's all a learning process, and I'm trying to take up as much information as I can. But the Mustang, driving the Mustang GT 4 in the Daytona race, it was so much fun. I feel like I was behind the wheel forever, but I loved it.
Yeah. Well, I know we're running up against a time break here. I know you are busy, but one last question before we let you go, Haley. Well, two, actually. I guess one, I know you just dropped a new podcast. How are you liking podcasting with a family? And two, we've got to ask. We got a lot of fans. They knew you were going to be on the show, wanting to know, are we going to see Haley at Crandon this year? So two questions, go.
Cool, because in my family, I feel like all we talk about is racing 24/7. So it's cool to kind of give people that breakdown of what's going on in our minds, not just what you see on TV interviews, kind of more personal, in-depth things. So if you guys want to check that out, the Deegan's Podcast, I know it's on Spotify, Podcast One, and the regular podcast app on just like your iPhone. So you can definitely check it out in many different ways. And this one's interesting. We definitely have a few good stories from that weekend at the track, some funny stuff that happened.
Awesome. Well, Haley, I appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, to answer your question. Yes, I should be at Crandon.
All right, sweet. I know that's what everybody wants to know. So we will see you there at Crandon. Haley, I appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. And I guess if I don't see you before then, we'll definitely see you out at Charlotte for the ARCA race.
Good.
With the holidays coming up, we'd like to offer you a little something special. And all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time to help support a great sponsor of this podcast. We ask that you complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and our sponsors. It'll only take a couple minutes. And if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastopinions.com and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastopinions.com. The first 150 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. Please go to podcastopinions.com, and as always, thank you for supporting the show.
And that's all we got for this week on Project Action on Podcast One. Thanks to Haley for the throwback interview from a few months back. Always fun catching up with anybody in the Deegan family. Brian Deegan, a good friend of mine as well. Check their show out over here on Podcast One, the Deegans. Definitely won't be disappointed. And once again, at JimBeaver15 on social media. I am also, I don't know, I got accounts all over the place. We've got a YouTube channel. We've got a lot going on. I've got another show called The Down and Dirty Radio Show. Make sure and tune in on that. SiriusXM Channel 211 on Sunday mornings. It's also available right here on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Speaking of Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button to that show. This show right here, Project Action, please leave a rating and a review while you're over there. And I'm much appreciated to Geico for the continued support of the show. Check them out at geico.com. Those of you looking for some coupon codes, you can use at JimBeaver15 or JimBeaver15 over there on Dirtfish's website, and that's going to get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School. PR-JimBeaver for you esports and video game fans, that's going to get you a 50% bonus discount over there at iRacing.com as well. So lots of good stuff happening. Check out my website, downanddirtyshow.com, for more. And with that, we're going to sign off for this week. You guys have a great weekend, a safe week, and an epic Halloween. Tag me up in all your social media pictures. Would love to see what you guys are going as on Halloween. And hey, by the way, we got a new sponsor of all my programs, Fistful of Bourbon. If you're going into the liquor store, you're looking for some refreshments, safe refreshments. Obviously, you want to be safe on Halloween and do this in the comfort of your own home, but check out Fistful of Bourbon for some damn good bourbon. And see you next time right here on Project Action on Podcast One.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah.
The Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who?
Let me start this thing off. Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.